Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Kentucky woman gets in an argument with her child's dad. Things escalate. Dad, Moses May, throws the woman to the ground and uses a large knife to cut chunks of her hair. The woman tries to get away, but May padlocks a metal dog collar to her neck and bolts the chain to the floor. Days pass. The woman breaks a window and screams for help until Louisville police arrive.
Nancy, the woman waited until May left the home 2 days after her kidnapping and threw an object through the window so she could call for help. Neighbors called police, who found the entire first floor of the home barricaded. Officers had to use a ladder to access the woman, who they freed from the chain. The relationship between May and the victim is not entirely clear, though they may have been arguing over court proceedings regarding custody of their child.
Moses May, 36, now charged with kidnap, assault, and terroristic threats. This guy is literally a porch pirate. Robert Swanger ignores no trespassing signs on his neighbor's fence and disconnects their 8x10 wooden porch from the home, dragging the entire structure into his front yard. After Georgia cops are called, the porch reappears in the neighbor's yard upside down. Swanger caught days later and cuffed for theft. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In a racist attack in Jacksonville, Florida, a white man wearing a mask and wielding a weapon adorned with a swastika has gunned down three black people. The shooter, who had also written racist remarks online, eventually committed suicide. With what we know so far about the killings, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The shooting occurred at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville's Newtown, a primarily black neighborhood. The business is close to Edward Waters University, a historically black college with approximately 1,000 students. According to the school, the suspect was seen on campus by a security guard soon before the incident and ordered to leave when he refused to identify himself. He was observed putting on his bulletproof jacket and mask before driving away. According to Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters, it does not appear that he meant to assault the school. The shooter was identified as 21-year-old Ryan Palmiter, who lived with his parents in neighboring Clay County. Sheriff Waters stated that Palmiter was involved in a domestic violence incident in 2016 that did not result in an arrest and was involuntarily committed the following year for a 72-hour mental health examination. Palmiter was armed with two weapons, a Glock handgun and an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. Waters claims they were legally purchased earlier this year. The victims have been identified as 52-year-old Angela Michelle Carr, who was shot in her car outside the store, 19-year-old Dollar General employee A.J. Laguerre, who was shot as he tried to escape, and 29-year-old customer Gerald Gallion, who was shot as he entered the store.
According to authorities, no one else was injured in the attack. Now to Iowa, where the first of two teenagers charged with murder in a shooting at a Des Moines alternative school that killed two students and injured the program's founder will go on trial this week. Jury selection began Monday in the trial of 19-year-old Preston Walls, who is charged with two charges of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and criminal gang participation. 19-year-old Bravon Tukes is scheduled to go on trial on the same allegations October 2nd. 18-year-old Johnny Dameron and 16-year-old Rashad Carr were killed in the January 23rd shootings at Starts Right Here, an alternative program for high-risk teens in the Des Moines public school system. Will Keeps, the school's founder, was shot but survived his injuries. Now to Arizona, as authorities revealed that a young college student brutally murdered on a Prescott hiking path decades ago was the victim of a serial predator who committed suicide years later. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Yavapai County Sheriff David Rhodes says that DNA evidence shows Brian Scott Bennett was the man responsible for the killing of 23-year-old Catherine Kathy Sposito in 1987. Authorities had the remains of Bennett, who committed suicide in 1994, unearthed in November 2022. However, it wasn't until March that DNA from a wrench used in the slaying was proven to be his. Investigators hope that by sharing this information, they will be able to discover whether there were any more victims beyond Sposito and three other women who investigators suspect Bennett assaulted. Sposito was hiking on Thumb Butte Trail near downtown Prescott in the early morning hours of June 13, 1987, when she was attacked. According to authorities, Sposito was beaten in the head with a rock and a wrench, shot in the eye, and stabbed in the head. Other hikers did hear the victim's screams for help, but she was dead by the time they arrived. Authorities now believe Bennett was responsible for another woman's sexual assault on the same route at the same time in 1990. 2 months later, Bennett allegedly trapped a female in a room at a Chino Valley house party and attempted to sexually assault her.
According to Sheriff Rhodes, Bennett was arrested for the Chino Valley crime but was later found not guilty.
Andy Wagner, 18, decides to stay behind in Evansville, Indiana, when her mom, Elaine Garcia, moves to Texas. 6 years later, Garcia convinces her daughter to come to Texas as well to live together. 2 weeks before Wagner's move, she stops by her grandparents' house, chats with her sister. No one has heard from Andy Wagner since. Mom, Elaine Garcia, believes her daughter had been spending time with an ex-boyfriend just before her disappearance, but police have not named him as a suspect or even a POI, person of interest. Andy Wagner now missing over a year. If you have info on Andy Wagner, please contact Evansville PD, 812-436-7979. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.